to begin the world intend. Come take instructions from a loving friend. Some precepts I will here lay down in brief, which may in time of need yield you relief. First, be not rash in choosing of a wife, lest that thou dost repent thee all thy life. Portion's good, it cannot be denied, but yet be sure, let virtue be thy guide. If that too much for riches thou dost go, by doing so thou mayst procure thy woe. But mark the story which hath oft been told. A virtuous wife is worth her weight in gold. According as thy means is great and small, begin the world and have a care withal. For he that aims too high before his time may chance to fall in offering for to climb. The counsel of thy friends at all times take, their good advice be sure do not forsake. For in thy greatest need it will avail and help thee out when troubles do assail. Use conscience in thy dealings, everyone, for riches they have wings and may be gone. To tell thee as a friend I dare presume, ill-gotten goods thy substance will consume. In selling off thy wares do not exact, but still be just to what thou dost contract. Let not extortion ever bring a curse. Small gains in time will make a heady purse. Be courteous unto all, do not disdain, and thou thereby great benefit shall gain. Humility will win thee many a friend, when haughty looks do every one offend. Unto good husbandry be thou inclined, let thy occasions busy still thy mind. Never repent thee of thy labor past, for thou shalt reap the benefit at last. Be sure all sorts of gaming thou do shun, for thereby many a man hath been undone. Disrespect. Immoderate drinking likewise see thou flee, and count it as thy greatest enemy. For thy employment it thee unfit, and rob thee of thy reason and thy wit. As in a looking glass thou mayst discern, and from the same this lesson thou mayst learn, that those whose God shall bless thy labors in such wise that to a good estate thou doth arise. Do not forget the poor that live in woe, but give them some relief before they go. So shalt thou have the prayers of them that want, and for so doing blessings God will grant. In his good time he will increase thy store and send thee mercies daily more and more. If that a loving wife thou dost possess, and God with children doth thy table bless, to give them education be so kind, and so from them great comfort thou wilt find. Let thy example still before them be, such as my suit with pleasing modesty. Most commonly what is by parents shewn, they readiest are hereafter for to own. Likewise thy servants see thou do direct, that they no time their duty do neglect. If they be just and faithful unto thee, the better for themselves be sure 'twill be. At home and eke abroad be kind to all, least that into disgrace thou chance to fall. Respect thy neighbors, and then thou wilt find that unto thee they will be free and kind. By following of these rules which here are shown, thou mayst be sure a happy life to own. That every one by thy example may know how to govern and how to obey. Thus have I shown you in my true respect, wherefore these precepts pray do not neglect. A good beginning if you make, my friend, and so continue, doubt not a good end.